Thank you. It's funny that you even put it as taking some time from my tremendously busy schedule because, yes, busy as it is, this is, as far as I'm concerned, this is the primary purpose of my trip. It sounds strange, right? You know, they're serving some kind of, I don't even know what sort of mock bologna it is, but this is the reason you came, and the answer is, no, it's not for Tisha B'Av at the Kotel, it's not for Yom NCSY, it's not to see the new programs in action, it's not TJJ, it's not your meeting with Alan Fagan or Moshe Bain or whoever. The answer is, you know, this is the reason I came. And I will be honest and say that I told the Michalal at Madrikot the same thing yesterday when I spoke to them. I really say with incredible sincerity and from the depths of my heart that the most important thing that I believe I can accomplish in my time, my short time in Eretz Yisrael in the summer, is I've seen the program in action, Baruch Hashem. They're well supervised by many people on our team, and they don't need my direct supervision, Baruch Hashem. That's not the reason I need to spend time here personally. The reason to spend time here personally is to look each and every one of you in the eye and say a tremendous Yasher Koach for the impact that you're having this summer, and please, take the responsibility seriously to carry that forward. So we'll speak a little bit in Divrei Torah. Since I get enough questions about my arm, I'll tell you what happened. So I know you're curious. At least a few of you are.
I wasn't
going to
stay.
Now you're going to stay. So 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, I was visiting Give West, which is one of our programs, our summer programs that is in California, actually, and I was in California with my wife, and we decided the last day of our trip there we would take to do some activity ourselves. So I made reservations to learn how to hang glide, and they at Rockweiler Beach in California, they teach you how to hang glide. They do 7 jumps, and they teach you in successively more challenging situations. It starts on a 20-foot sandhill. Not so bad, and on a 20-foot sandhill, they teach you how to do it, and then you increase in your degree of difficulty as you go. And I thought this is awesome. We've gone zip lining in Costa Rica. We've rappelled down waterfalls. We've done Class 5 rapids in whitewater, where my wife is a daredevil and I try to keep up. And so okay, we can go hang gliding. That morning, Thursday morning. Literally 3 weeks ago today, we woke up and my wife said, "What are we, crazy? We're going hang gliding? So it's expensive. We don't need that now. It's dangerous." Even though they swore it was completely safe, and said, "Let's just something much more calm. Let's rent bicycles." So I canceled the hang gliding reservation. We rented bicycles because that's much more calm and safe and serene. And then I hit something with my bike and went flying. So for all the hang gliding concerns, I used a bicycle that I could show you the x-rays, Baruch Hashem. Fractured my elbow, dislocated it, and ended up having emergency surgery because they couldn't put me back together again without it. Li'ayin and hara, I am on the mend, and I appreciate that I was still able to make this trip. So with all that, so some people say the lesson is don't listen to your wife, right? That's not allowed to say that. I say the lesson is no. I was destined that day to have something happened to me, and Baruch Hashem, it happened from 3 feet off the ground instead of 50 feet off the ground. So I'll take it as it could have been much worse. Baruch Hashem. Here's the concept I want to share together for a few minutes. The The Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan says in the Gemara in Bava Metzia on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, he says as follows: I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Lo Charva Yerushalayim, Ella Bipnei Shehayamidu Dinei Mal Dinei Torah, Velo Halch Lifnim Mishur Asadim. Hayamidu Dinei Mal Dinei Torah. So first of all, Lo Charva Yerushalayim, Ella. What does that mean? Lo Charva Yerushalayim, Ella. The reason Yerushalayim was destroyed was because of Hayamidu Dinei Mal Dinei Torah. What? Who knows another reason why Harva Yerushalayim? Sinas Chinam. What else? Okay, so you just said it was Mishur Sadin. What else? Shalom Berachah B'Torah Tchila. What? Right. Okay, so you have to say something like that, right? You have to say it's Zev Zegor. Meaning the word Ella, kind of put in parentheses, not exactly Dafka. The intention you have to say is something along the lines of Mashal Rupursky gave me, which I think is apropos. Rupursky said, it's like if you have a table that could hold 100 pounds, and you put 6 20-pound weights on the table, and it collapses. So which weight was it that broke the table? It was the first weight, it was the sixth weight, it was the third weight, they're contributing causes. They're all contributing causes. They're all Zev Zed Gorman. They're all part of what was Charva Yerushalayim. So Lo Charva Yerushalayim, yes, Sinas Chinam was a Goreim. And Shalom Berachah B'Torah Tchila was a Goreim. But also, Shehamidu Dineim Al Dinei Torah V'lo Halka L'Svim Mishur Sadin, that was a Goreim. So I wanted to try to understand. What does that mean that that's a Goreim? Does it mean that that's a Goreim for the Korban? Particularly because you focus on the other things. Any other example that you can think of, Sinas Chinam, is that you're over on the Daraisa of Los Sinas Achicha Bilvavecha. Shalom Birka B'Tor Tchila. Right? Many Rishonim hold Birka Satoris Daraisa. Certainly, if you hold it's the Gila Arayna Shvichas Damim and Avodah Zarah, those are not just Daraisas, but Aseres HaDibros, all of them, this Shabbos. But those are serious reasons. What do you mean, Shehem? You do Dineim al Dinei Torah below Halchu with Nimishur Sadin. That was a Goreim? So first of all, it is a Delraisa. With Nimishur Sadin is a Delraisa, even though that's almost paradoxical to say. It's paradoxical to say that going with Nimishur Sadin is part of the Din. But it's true. What's the Mitzvah Delraisa with Nimishur Sadin? Right? Also, from this coming week's parasha, V'yasisa yashav yatov bein Hashem. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa to do, V'yasisa yashav yatov, to get the Ramban writes, to learn from the ethic of what the rest of the Torah is trying to teach, and to draw from that the lesson of what it means, what the Torah intends, even in situations that the Torah doesn't specifically legislate. Right, what's the din of the bar metzra? The Rambam and the Gemara record lehalacha. It's halacha with nimishur zadin, but it's recorded in the Rambam as din. What's that din? Din of the bar metzra? Anybody? What is it? Go ahead. A little louder. Yeah. What's your name? No, next to Ari.
When you sell something.
Exactly. So you don't have to take a lower price, but you have an obligation. If I own a parcel of land and my neighbor owns a parcel of land next to it, if I'm trying to sell my parcel of land, I have a halakhic obligation to offer it to him first for the price that I expect. Not, you know, if I could get a higher price, I could get a higher price. But first right of refusal goes to my neighbor. Why? Just to do the right thing. Just the right thing. Because people appreciate the opportunity. If he wants to expand his holdings, he wants to expand them on consecutive properties. So that's l'tzmi mishur ha'sadin, but it's brought down as halacha from V'yasisa yashav yatov. V'yasisa yashav yatov is the imperative that teaches us that there's not just whatever the letter of the law is, but there is a spirit of the law that goes beyond that, that legislates how we're supposed to comport ourselves, how we're supposed to conduct ourselves. It's another mitzvah that I think is similar to the Asisa V'Tayashav Yatov that also teaches us, commands us to say, learn from the other 611 mitzvot, right, from besides this one and Sitzer Yashrat. So learn from the other 611 what the Torah expects of a Jew and behave that way, even if it's not a specific mitzvah. Right? Kedoshim to you. That's what it says. It's correct. Right? Kedoshim to you. Where we also are told you could be such a thing, the Ramban says, such a thing as a Novel Rishus HaTorah, somebody who could have the OU stamp of approval on their behavior for conducting themselves officially according to the letter of the law, but they're a disgusting person, a Novel, a disgusting person. Could be a disgusting person and follow the Torah. Except that, because now we have a mitzvah, you're not really following the Torah. Right? You're following 611 mitzvahs, but you're not following the Asisa Yashvatov, you're not following Kedoshim to you, because those are the specific commandments, precepts, that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us to tell us the certain way we're supposed to behave. I saw that Chama Leibovitz pointed out, all Torah b'fi Omra, or Omro, Nechama Leibovitz pointed out that what's the chiluk between the Asisa Yashvat Tov and Kedoshim Tiyu? Any ideas from the peanut gallery? We have two mitzvahs that basically tell us you're supposed to do the right thing above and beyond. What do you think, Shine? What? One's an asay, one's a los asay. So it's bought to give an asay and a los asay for the same idea? Possibly. What? Say again? Yeah. Baruch Shekivanta to the Mora, to Nechama Leibovitz. That's exactly what she said. She said that if the Ramban doesn't say it beferish, but the Ramban, all of his examples about Kedoshim Tiyu are all examples of Beinam Lumako. And all of his examples on Be'asisa Yashvat Tov are examples of Beinanu L'chaveiro. So, Ken Zayin, that the two mitzvahs are coming to teach us that there's a way we comport ourselves Beinanu L'makom, and a way we comport ourselves Beinanu L'chaveiro that goes above and beyond just what the other 611 mitzvahs tell us. It's an ethic that we learn from being Torah Jews, and that ethic legislates how we're supposed to behave. And everybody knows that we have problems in the world today, and that even in the news recently, there have been terrible things in communities that have reputations for being Torah communities, but doing things that are probably befeirish yisurim benam l'chavero, but certainly violations of the Asisa Yashvat Tov. And we have so many Baruch Hashem beautiful examples of the opposite. I saw Rav Schechter, everybody knows, Rav Schechter's an emotional person. Rav Schechter, it's beautiful to see how much he, for any of us that you see Rav Schechter in action, it's so genuine. I heard him once when I was in Yeshiva, I heard him once speaking about self-reporting income on taxes, even if the government will never know about it. And he got emotional talking about the sale of his svarim, which is basically cash sales, right, which could be called under the table. It's very easy to sell svarim and say, okay, the money, you know, what is it? It's a couple hundred dollars a month, maybe. It makes its way into your cash drawer in your house, and the government doesn't have to know about it. And Rav Schechter was such, couldn't be massive how somebody could even have a half a minute that's how they would be able to record every sale of every saver, so you could report the income to the IRS and pay taxes on it. That's my zchus to be the kind of mitzvah of not being in violation of Zayla. But that's how many of us, I was at the time, actually, I was newly married. I was tutoring a boy from Riverdale whose parents paid me generously, and they paid me in cash. And I had my colo salary, $600 a month. Has it gone up? Anybody know? I hope it has. What's that?
It's gone down?
I'm so sorry to hear that. It hasn't gone down? It's gone up. Baruch Hashem.
$850.
Okay. I don't know if that keeps pace with the rate of inflation, but I got a $600 salary that, of course, the yeshiva reported to the IRS and that filed taxes on. My wife had a job as a graphic designer at the New York Federation, and that, of course, they reported the income to the IRS. And even I had night kollel in Teaneck, was Rabbi Neuberger's night kollel in Teaneck. I don't know if there's still such a thing. Rabbi Neuberger used to have a night kollel in Teaneck where you learn with Baal Batim, and I'm making a little bit of money learning with Baal Batim, and it's hard. Listen, newly married life, I'm telling you, scrape together wherever you can. But that also was reported to the IRS. And I had one source of income that, like, okay, it's a little bit of cash on the side. It's like, it's not that much money. It was probably $4,000 a year, and that $4,000 a year, the IRS never would have known about. But you hear the rest of the talk about how could you even have a hamamina? I'm sorry that it was even a hamamina, but okay, at least I'll do the right thing. That is, we have such opportunities in our Beinanu L'Chaveiro, such opportunities in our Beinanu L'Makom to learn from the ethic of the Torah and to comport ourselves in the proper way. What does that have to do with NCSY Kollel and NCSY in general? So I think it has everything to do with it. Because what our organization is about is not about so much what our kids are learning within the Dalet Kosleya Beis Medrash. Because Baruch Hashem, especially here on Kollel, and certainly was true on Mikvalet also, the kids who are here on this program, they're part of schools that are teaching them all year. They're learning. They have opportunities to learn. They have opportunities to fill their brains with knowledge, and they're building skills. And the reason why they come on Kollel, right? This shouldn't be a chiddush to anybody. It's not to build skills. Right? They got Baruch Hashem. They're building skills this summer. The 6 weeks this summer. Hopefully, they'll be able to learn a kosher better at the end of the 6 weeks than they were able to before. They'll be able to make a lannis on a gemara better after 6 weeks than they were before. But that's not our ikar purpose of the summer. Our ikar purpose of the summer is to transform them as people, as makshivei Torah. Right, where they are normal high school kids in yeshiva high schools across North America, and normal high school kids in yeshiva high schools across North America are bederech klal, not enthusiastic about Torah mitzvos. They're just not. And maybe they're tolerant of, and that's most of the guys on Kollel, tolerant of, but not enthusiastic about. Maybe sometimes, once in a while, enjoy a shiur, but not like polishing to go to shiur every day. That's not the situation of the high school kids in North America. But you talk to the kids who are here now, halfway through the summer, and what they say is, I love it. I never thought I could enjoy learning so much. And most of that is coming not from the morning Rebbeim, not from the night Rebbeim, but from you, the Madrikim. That the relationships that you build with these guys, it's why anybody on the planet that asks me about Kollel, my first words are, it is Gan Eden on earth. There is nothing sweeter than this spot. Nothing more beautiful than this Kollel. And the reason is because of the example that you set as Madrikim. It's the next thing I tell them. You want to know why it's so incredible and so life-changing? It's because the best guys, the best role models, elect to spend their summers giving over for 6 weeks in the summer, and they pour Leib Nefesh into it. And that is, it's Leib Nefesh, now again, not to give over the skills and be able to, Tahara Machlokas Rishon in the best way. If that happens, it's amazing. But it's to give them an example of what passionate, committed, inspired Torah living is about. That's what we're here for. And that's what American Jewry needs. And they're getting it from you guys, from the example that you're setting, from the way you live your lives, from the way you comport yourself. And that's not just 611 mitzvahs. It's the other two also. It's with nimishur sefer. It's the way you extend yourselves. It's the way you set an example that says, lo zu derech hatorah. I was in Rav Tursky's chair for 4 years. And so many times, Rav Tursky would speak about every time he got to a Gemara that spoke about a lashon of, when we learned in Kiddushin, it was Rav Mangid, Amand, the Mekadosh Bebiya, Mekadosh Beshuka, that you would put somebody in the chayim for such a thing. What do you mean? Is it mutter or asr? Is it mutter to be Mekadosh in the shuk or not? It's mutter. So Rav Mangid, why would he put you in chayim? Is it mutter or asr? It's mutter, but it's not derech haTorah. Say anytime we had a Gemara of Ein Ruach Chachamim Nochehem. What does that mean? Ein Ruach Chachamim Nochehem. Is it mutter or asr? That's mutter, but Ein Ruach Chachamim Nochehem. Who wants that? You want to be labeled with the brand of Ein Ruach Chachamim Nochehem? You're doing the wrong thing. Is it mutter? Okay, it was technically mutter, but Ein Ruach Chachamim Nochehem. Of course, he would speak about that every time he would come to a Gemara like that, so that we would understand that there's such a thing of Kedoshim Tiyu, such a thing as the Asisa Yashavat, such a thing as beyond just what the Torah legislates. That also is what the Torah expects of us. To conduct ourselves in a certain way, that is Baruch Hashem, that is the example that you're setting for these guys. I have to say, the need in Klal Yisrael is so, so, so great. You see it with the Mechina guys. There's a thirst, but they didn't even realize they were thirsty until we set it all up for them that they could come for $500 and have a summer like this. I don't know if you knew that. They're paying like nothing, right? That we have to set it up for them, but they're thirsty for it and they're loving it once they're here. Klal Yisrael needs that. The Yeshiva high school students need it, and the public school students certainly need it. And it's you guys that are blazing the trail, setting that example. So I want to say a couple things just in closing. First of all, I want to be makir tov. I mean it with tremendous, genuine gratitude and appreciation. Like Rabbi Leibowitz said, I was a madrikan kolo, summer of, I don't want to say, but 20 summers ago. And it's not easy. It's fun at times, but you kill yourself. You really do. You work hard. Even when you're playing ball, you're always having to concern yourself with the experience that teams are having. It's not a selfish summer, really. It's a selfless summer, as much as you enjoy it. And Baruch Hashem, I hope you're enjoying it. But you work hard, and you give a lot of yourself. I want to express my appreciation. Thank you for everything that you guys are doing these 6 weeks. But I want to say, that modeling that you're doing, that life-changing modeling to make a difference in these kids' lives during the summer, it has to extend during the year. It has to. I know so many of you are finding ways to extend that during the year in as many different ways as you can. Certainly being an advisor in NCSY, if you have the capacity to do that, is so life-changing. You can really do the impact that you're having for this limited window during the summer, you could do during the year as well. Develop a shyness with a group of kids who will look at you like you are a rock star and will want to emulate your passionate, committed Torah living in everything that you're doing, that will become everything they want to do. But even if, for whatever reason, that doesn't make sense for you, and there are many very legitimate reasons that might not make sense for you, I'm not going to embarrass any individual by calling them out, but I have to say how beyond impressed I am with the madrichim who make sure to say, my guys from this summer are my guys forever. It's not just the summer. I'm going to have a relationship with them. I'm going to learn with them. I'm going to call them up and see how they're doing. It's so beyond beautiful. But it should become the floor. It should become the minimum of what's expected. You have these guys in your chaburas, you have these guys you develop a connection with, They will soar if you give them the time of day during the year. They'll soar. They'll love to hear from you. They'll learn with you. They'll schmooze with you. And we're not talking about a huge amount of time, even if you have 15 minutes a week per guy. That's do it with four guys or six guys in your kabura. You can be makdish that time. You can be makdish that time. So I really just want to be mechazek each and every one of you to find those ways to extend that message of going above and beyond, to set that example as you're setting it in the summit, to find ways to set it during the year. That's Baruch Hashem. We say that every year that we have the opportunity to correct the mitos that are responsible for Korban Yerushalayim are going to be the ways that Ezra Hashem will see Binyan Yerushalayim. The same way Rabbi Yochanan promises that Lo Karva Yerushalayim Ella Mipnei Shem Mipnei Name of Mipnei Torah Lo Halchu Lefi Mishur Sadin. We go Lefi Mishur Sadin. We're Mekayim properly V'Asisa Yashav Yatov. We demonstrate a care and a concern for modeling for these kids what passionate, committed, inspired Torah living is about, and we do something about it during the year. Bez Hashem Yisbara should be zoked to see Binyan Yerushalayim and Harim. Thank you all very, very much. Anybody that I'm here this afternoon, probably until about 3:30. So anybody who I haven't met, I'd love to meet you. And if you want to have a schmooze, it'd be my privilege.
Guys, very just make sure to clean up the tables.